You are listening to Explore Odisha. In this episode, we are going to explore
Sri Jagannath Puri, a jewel by the sea. Nestled along the pristine coastline of Odisha, Sri Jagannath Puri stands as a testament to devotion, culture, and timeless traditions. This ancient city with its iconic temple draws pilgrims, history enthusiasts, and curious travelers alike. Let us explore these facets of this divine abode. Let us embark on a journey to the sacred city of Puri, where spirituality, history, and culinary delights converge. Your journey begins. Travel and visit. How will you reach Puri? Puri is accessible by road, rail, and air. The nearest airport is Biju Patnaik International Airport in Bhubaneswar, which is about 60 kilometers away. A new airport is being erected near the holy city, which will be functional in some years from now, as this pulls maximum tourists from outside the state. The Puri railway station connects major cities. Now it has been connected by the Vande Bharat train services to major stations across India for ease of travel of tourists. Bus service from Bhubaneswar is available round the clock. You can hire taxi from Bhubaneswar or any part of the state. The magnificent Jagannath Temple. The Lord Jagannath Temple, dedicated to the Lord of the Universe, an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, is one of India's holiest pilgrimage sites. The term Jagannath translates to Lord of the Universes, signifying the deity's cosmic presence. Adi Shankaracharya included Puri in the revered Char Dham circuit, alongside Badrinath, Dwarka, and Rameswaram. The Chardham ritual is not complete without a darshan of the wooden deities in the Sanctum Sanctorum of the Jagannath Temple in Puri. It has been said that Lord Vishnu gets up in the morning at Sri Rameswaram Dham, has bath and visits Puri for his food. After that, he takes rest at Dwarka and finally retires to bed at Badrinath. Puri is considered to be the most important of all the dhams, because it is said that the darshan of the deity is not only inside the temple, but also outside on the magnificent chariots ensure you are not reborn. Every year, millions of pilgrims visit this dham, especially during the Rath Yatra, when the deity trio come out in a magnificent celebration of grandeur to adorn three grand chariots and travel from the mandir to the Mausima temple on the grand road of Puri, a stretch of almost 2.5 kilometers. The city is filled with pilgrims around the year, and the state government has made excellent provision for the visitors of the holy city for easy darshan and parikrama of the temple. The deities and worship. Within the temple's sanctum, three deities receive devotion: Mahaprabhu Jagannath, the Supreme Lord in his deity form, Balabhadra or Bada Thakura, he is the elder brother of Lord Jagannath, and Goddess Subhadra, their sister. A darshan or sacred glimpse of Lord Jagannath is believed to grant liberation from worldly attachments. Historical roots. Huan Sang, the Chinese traveler, documented Puri's existence centuries ago. The temple's architecture reflects the Kalinga style, characterized by intricate carvings and towering spires. Exploring the temple. The temple complex is vast, with its towering shikharas visible from afar. Witness the daily rituals, including the Rath Yatra. Seek blessings at the sacred kitchen, where the Mahaprasad or divine food is prepared. Where to stay? Purushottam Bhaktanivas. It is a government facility which is located near the town police station on the Grand Road in Puri. It offers both AC and non-AC rooms for people and their families. Other accommodations include well-equipped rooms in Purushottam Bhaktanivas near Old Jail Puri. The seaside city has hundreds of small to large accommodation facilities for the visitors, and you can get a place to stay for as low as 200 to up to 20,000 a night. All varieties of hotels and stays are available in the city, as well as cottages in approachable locations around the city. All grand hotels have their properties in this holy city. Culinary delights. Mahaprasad. The temple's kitchen prepares Mahaprasad for lakhs of pilgrims. It is made available for the pilgrims in the Anand Bazar area of the temple, where you can find rows of vendors offering the most favorite food of Odia's, the Abadha. It includes cooked rice, dal, vegetable curry, an array of veggies, and delightful desserts. It is sacred prasad of the temple, which is a must for everyone visiting the temple to taste the food of the gods. It is prepared in a special kitchen where stacks of earthen pots are put one above the other and cooked from the bottom, and yet all the pots get cooked at the same time. It is also of importance that the prasad which is left over is dried and is called kaibalya. People in this region of the country on their deathbed have to put the kaibalya in their mouth to attain moksha. You can try a variety of dry sweets which are especially prepared throughout the year for the gods in Anand Bazar. Don't miss the ukhuda, a sweet dish made from fried puffed rice and jaggery. Local eateries in Puri include Honeybee Bakery and Pizzeria, wild grass, seafood specialties, Chungwa, Chinese food, and Radhika, Indian vegetarian dishes. Sri Jagannath Puri, with its ancient temple, golden beaches, and soul-stirring chants, beckons travelers to immerse themselves in divinity and history. Plan your pilgrimage, witness the Rath Yatra, and savor the Mahaprasad. It is an experience that transcends time and leaves an indelible mark on the soul. Join us next time as we uncover more hidden gems from around the state. Until then, keep wandering, keep exploring, and keep embracing the magic of travel. This is Dr. Jyoti Prasad signing off from Explore Odisha Podcasts.